It's about having a great life, but giving back and service at the same time, like service after serving.
You're listening to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, a podcast where I have conversations with inspirational people. My name is Chris, but my family calls me Christoph. My goal is to have as many conversations as possible with people who have forged their own path by pursuing their dreams, making them a reality, all the while emitting positivity and sharing this knowledge with others. I seek these people out and share this information with you, proving to the world that you can do what makes you happy and do what you want for a living while being a good human being. We'll talk about careers, but we'll also cover any story that inspires. Let's do this while helping each other. Thanks for listening. I'm happy you're here. What's up, my friends? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, Create Your Career. This is conversation number 170, episode number 296. This is my first recording since I took my near four-month hiatus from recording conversations, getting guests on here on the show. And let me tell you, this was a great comeback. My guest today was Jeff Gumm, the founder of Soonga Life. He's a former Navy SEAL, an entrepreneur, philanthropist, and he is doing incredible things. I was just so interested in asking him so many things. We barely touched the surface. I already can see I'd like to have him on to speak with him down the road again. I liked talking to him about his transition. He met so much adversity, and you'll see, I'll talk about it in the show, but one of the things I pulled off immediately is instead of him coming to a dead end in the road when something goes wrong, he just goes, that sucks, or maybe this is failure, but where else can I go? What else can I do with this direction? Can I shift directions? What can I do? Silver lining after silver lining, super positive dude, giving back to the community about what he cares about, using his passion to fuel his other passions, using his success to create more success. It's so cool. Remember, you can find this episode in all other conversations, the ones where I interview the guests and the contemplations where it's just me, on christophlewis.com/podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. Head over to Apple Podcasts, rate 5 stars, tell me what you like. Head over to YouTube. Now, all the episodes, the conversations and the contemplations are on video. Subscribe, hit the bell so you get notifications, and just share the wealth, spread the positive energy out into the world. We need more of it. So without further ado, welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, Create Your Career.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Excited to talk about 2020 and everything else. So
yeah, there's a lot going on. I was just telling you, I just took a four-month hiatus on the podcast. It's 14th of December, we're recording, and it's been like 4 months, and I just need to take a lot of time off for me and my family. But it's cool to see you crushing things this year, despite the chaos of which is 2020. And I appreciate you jumping on here. You're like, dude, I got finals this week, and I'm still going to jump on with you. So means a lot to me for a multitude of reasons. I know the listeners that have been here for coming up on 3 years now appreciate it. So before we get into the rest of the episode, would you mind just telling us maybe a little bit more about yourself and what you do?
Absolutely. So I grew up in the Lehigh Valley, like Poconos area of Pennsylvania. And I was an athlete there, played a lot of different sports, was into working out, went down to Florida for college. Then I went to UCF, was with the Knights, and just loved it down there. It was a great kind of new experience being from a small town and then going out to Florida, where I made a whole amazing group of friends there. And then the goal was always to be a Navy SEAL. So after graduating, then I went to boot camp, went to San Diego, and went through SEAL training, stayed in Coronado. I was at SEAL Team 5, did a couple of deployments, went to combatives, started teaching all the hand-to-hand combat and prisoner handling for the SEAL teams on the West Coast and for guys going through SEAL training as well, about to graduate, and did that. And I had injured my back, and I realized I wouldn't be able to go back to a SEAL platoon. Mm. And I had friends and cousins who had been successful in business, and I was a business major in college and was always interested in entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And I saw it as a way of kind of being completely free. I didn't know what I wanted to create, though. I knew I was very interested in business, And then I went down to Brazil with the Gracie family, saw everyone wearing sungas down there, yeah. Bought a bunch, started wearing them all over the world. And everyone was asking me where they could get them. And I was like, oh, this is a great life hack. I got to share it with the rest of the US. They dry real fast. They get better suntans. And I was talking to girls. I'm like, yeah, I really like these sungas. I think I want to get some. And this girl's like, oh, I think they're so sexy on men. I was like, oh, damn. It's like the same way guys look at girls wearing Brazilian bikinis. And so I thought it was something awesome and different and brought the first American sunga company to the US. Nice. And then started making other products that go with the brand, headbands, some fanny packs, and started making shorts, board shorts and silkies, and created my own camo pattern, the Naked Warrior camo, and started kind of using the success and platform with that to help out with foundations I'm passionate about, like the Force Blue Team, Saving the Coral Reef, Special Operators and Scientists Together, the Adaptive Training Foundation, working with amputee and spinal cord injury veterans out of Dallas, Texas, with my friend Dave Vibora, who founded that, doing kind of epic charity events. I was actually still a SEAL and walked across Greece with 22 other patriots, 4 other SEALs, my friend Kyle Maynard, who's born without arms and legs, and did the Hudson SEAL swim a couple times now,
cool,
3.5 miles across the Hudson River, Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, and then all the way across to Manhattan, run with a bunch of fellow frogmen and law enforcement and firefighters, carrying giant American flags to the 9/11 memorial. So it's kind of, you know, honoring our fallen, honoring our nation's diversity, and also raising money to help like homeless veterans and everything, and try to be like a cool kind of, you know, example during this time where things are kind of hard right now for a lot of people well. Kind of just using everything to make, you know, it's about kind of, you know, having a great life, but giving back and service at the same time, like service after serving.
That's so cool. I mean, like I said, you're the, I was telling you a little bit before we started recording, like you're the 170th guest, and I'm pretty particular about who I have on here, as the listeners know. And so as I'm like following you and your company for a while, I was like, yeah, I'm, you know, I'm looking for new guests again. This is kind of weird. I kind of feel off my, you know, off my thing, but I saw what you're doing, and it's kind of cool. Cause I was telling you, like, that's some of the stuff I actually wanted to talk about. Is I really like highlighting people that were in the military or first responders, but how they like transitioned out and how they did it. So it's kind of cool, like if everybody caught, like you had an injury, and instead of going like, oh, woe is me, my career is over, I can't go maybe deploy, I'm not going to be effective to do whatever it is, and then the equivalent as you're listening to what you're doing, you didn't do that. You said, well, what can I do? And you said, well, I've kind of always had this entrepreneurial spirit. What can I do with this? You capitalized on a trip that you went to. You create a single life out of something you saw. I think it's just like approaching the world with how can I find solutions to all these problems? And you brought it back to the States and you made it. And then like one of the things I love talking about is asking, why, Jeff, do you like helping people? And I still actually kind of want to know more into that. So we'll go into that next. So keep that one locked. But you said all these things, you know, that you want to do. And it's just so cool to be able to see somebody not suffer defeat from an injury. I'm going through that. Folks all over the board have injuries and just deal with medical shit, period. And it's demoralizing. So you've done everything here. And it's really cool to see that transition and helping other people. And then the other big thing that I caught too was just, I'm so passionate about it, but like people just saying 2020 is a waste. And I know it's different for everybody. And, you know, I'm just absolutely humbled to still have a job myself and still be able to do things. But, you know, I've suffered defeat, and it's how you handle each moment. So you've handled your moments really well. All these things in totality have made who you are you. They've made you you, and they've made the company what it is. So let's jump into the next one I was talking about. I love talking about helping other people. You could have so easily just created this awesome company, had a great time, hung out with hot chicks and just awesome dudes, but you didn't stop there. You wanted to help other people. So Jeff, why do you help other people? Why didn't you just stop when you reached your version of success?
You know, one of my favorite quotes is, when you're on the right path, doors will open where there was previously walls. And the more I go out and kind of try to help people, the more I don't want to say this where it's even like a selfish way, but it comes back a hundredfold to me, even when I'm not trying. And it's like, I don't know if it's manifesting this stuff to happen, but it's almost strange and weird the way, you know, when I'm trying to help out and be a part of things. Like a couple stories here. I went down to Texas. My friend, he was the chief astronaut for NASA, commander of the International Space Station. I brought my friend Mario, who wanted to be an astronaut, and he ended up applying and getting accepted to be on the dive team, astronaut recovery team, and he trains all the astronauts. And he told me about this thing called Force Blue Team, and I was like, wow, that's incredible. I'd love to be a part of that. And then just from the work I was doing with Sunga Life, Rudy Reyes, who is the founder of the Force Blue Team, was like, hey, what's up, man? One team, one fight. We got to get together. Like, check out what I do. I'm like, oh, man, Force Blue. That's exactly what I wanted to be doing already. Yeah. I like the founder reached out to me, and then we met up and did a workout together, and he became one of my best friends and like moved in with me for the summer and everything. And that was great. Now we've just had like countless epic kind of journeys and adventures together with Force Blue and a lot of different other veteran charities and podcasts. And then I saw this amazing video on Facebook as well, and it was this guy Dave Vibora helping out all these amputee and spinal cord injury guys. He was an ex-NFL football player who was had struggled after getting out of the league and having some injuries. And I was just like, wow, that guy's awesome. I think I'd be great friends with him. And then 6 months go by, and I saw him write on a friend of mine, a SEAL friend's post, who has an amputee and spinal cord injury, like a surf charity.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, Dave, I'm like, what's up? I saw you write on my friend's thing. I'm in Greece right now, but we should link up when you come to San Diego, because that's what he had written there. And then he came to San Diego, and we hung out for like a week straight and became best friends. And I went out to Dallas with Kyle Maynard, and we started training all his athletes and like adaptive athletes, and got super close. They had a little birthday party for me and everything.
Nice.
The daughters made me cake. It was like the best. And it's like, you know, these things just kind of keep happening. And these are just two of the stories.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, there's, you know, with the coral reef too, it's like 90% of the coral reef has been destroyed and bleached in the oceans. They can't fight for themselves. They're going to be gone in another 20 years, probably, if nothing is done. And they make over half of our oxygen that we breathe, and they remove a third of our carbon emissions. And it's, 90% of them are killed already, are dead, or just like bleached coral skeletons on the bottom of the ocean floor. And there's nothing that's going to be able to be done if we don't do something right now. Yeah. Like once they're dead, they're dead. So like, who better than, you know, if not me, then who, like to team up with the scientists and everyone else. And, you know, then our kids aren't going to have that in the world. All ecosystems, 25% of the marine life, like, depends on the coral reefs. Mm-hmm. Like, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, man, a lot of good points. Again, it's cool. It's just awesome to be able to support what you truly are passionate about. It's pretty obvious to me that you are clearly very passionate about what you're doing with everything. And it's just awesome. Like, oh, why do you help people? And you're like, yeah, I genuinely care, man. Like, I see a problem in the world. Like, I've identified it. And then I'm just, how can I help? I'm doing something about it. And then it's like, you're saying, you know, I don't know if it's because like things come back. It doesn't sound bad, or does it sound bad? It doesn't sound bad to me, because I try to approach it the same way. Like, I try to continuously emit positive energy, not because I don't want it back. Yeah, I want people to be nice to me, and I want good things to happen, but there's not enough of that out there. And there's clearly not enough people helping the things that you are passionate about. So I think it's just a cool example to be like, hey, guy had a back injury, didn't stop him there, created all these things out of that. Once you created all these things out of that, what am I passionate about? How can I use my passion to help what I'm passionate about? And I'll stop there for a second, and I'll pull off one of your Instagram quotes. And you said, Yeah, you were writing your thesis to UCLA and spoke about using the success from growing and scaling the company to help support foundations that you're passionate about, like charity events and what we're talking about right here. And I'm just like, how cool is that? So it's just a great example that I like to highlight throughout the show of acknowledge your success, but also acknowledge that it's okay to like not stop and want more. And I think this is a great example of saying, I don't want to stop and I want more of sharing my success with others and helping the world and the community that I care about. It's super cool.
It's one of the best parts of kind of the veteran community as well, because we are extremely supportive of each other and kind of with Sunga Life and like everything with that, I've had so many veterans that just helped me, and you know, I give them some free product and, you know, post them and everything. But it's just like, you know, much stronger to get together.
Yeah.
Rising tides raise all ships. Yeah. And because of like joining up with some of these guys doing Hudson Swim, then, you know, helping out with the GI Go Fund, which helps get homeless veterans off the street. Then they even helped me. They're like, hey, do you want to be in our like veteran accelerator? And then they even got me kind of a free bookkeeper for a year. Get all my like,
oh wow,
my finances like totally straight, my whole like financial model and everything built. It certainly wasn't why I went and did, you know, the Hudson Seal Swim and everything, but man, sure. It was crazy. These guys were incredible, and then kind of helped, you know, helped me on the back end of it. And
it absolutely comes back. It comes back tenfold, and it's not even, like you said, it's nothing you expect. It's nothing you want. But of course, like I said, yeah, of course you want people to be nice to you and you want to have that positive energy return. And I think that's the beauty about being able to do things like this. And I think those that truly and genuinely give in such a manner and emit such energy understand that through and through. And I just hope through conversations like this that more people pick up on that and are able to distribute that positive energy even more. So it kind of goes with like, again, we were talking offline for a little bit before we started recording, but you were saying like, you know, everything's going to go wrong. Anything that will go wrong, it just will go wrong. If it can go wrong, it's going to go wrong. And that's this year for the most part. But I just obviously released an episode this past week. If you're listening to this now, it will have been a week ago, but 2020 will not bring you happiness if right now is not bringing you happiness. So do something about it. But you said 2020 was still a successful year for you and for the business. So how did you take the shit show of which is 2020 for most people, and not subscribe to just going, chalk it all up, you know, 2020 is a waste? Like, how did you find success in this year?
You know, I kind of took my experiences throughout the years with Sunga Life. When I first made the company, I was still an active duty SEAL. My second year with the company, I, you know, this is 4.5 years in, so I've been learning like a lot about e-commerce this whole time. And, you know, I kind of started small, just a couple products. I was an active SEAL still. I didn't know, kind of, I had to learn the Shopify system and Amazon and all these things. My second year, I was traveling the world. I went to 20 plus countries. I was helping out with foundations in Israel and Dallas and going all over. I was with Kyle holding his scuba tank while we're diving the Great Barrier Reef. He doesn't have arms or legs, so I'm just holding him and we're like 40 feet down checking out the awesome. Great Barrier Reef and everything.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was still doing the business and everything, but it was just wasn't like an ideal. I didn't have a team yet. I was only using social media for my marketing because I didn't have like hardly any budget. I used like my Iraq reenlistment bonus to fund the company like initially. And then I've just been using like cash flow to grow the company kind of organically from there. And then I started my MBA and I was like super busy with that. But I created my own camo pattern, and then I would start selling out all summer in 2019 with that. So I was selling out like crazy there. I was doing everything I could to keep it stocked. And I was getting a lot of good sales on Amazon. I realized I was sending a lot of traffic from social media. People would search it on Amazon.
Yeah.
By that winter, I started seeing that all of these sales I had on Amazon were hardly profitable because they would take product back that wasn't even my product. They would take random shorts back or stuff that was destroyed. And I just realized Amazon was not a good partner. And I kind of wrote down on a piece of paper, I'm like, all right, I got to pull a lot of product off of Amazon, sell it much more just directly from my website. I need to find a fulfillment warehouse to use because I was using like Amazon. I was also using my apartment. I had boxes like surrounding my entire apartment, thousands of shorts and swimwear and everything around. And then I was like, all right, and now is the time I need to start doing Facebook ads as well. So all of a sudden I kind of recalled a ton of my inventory. I found out that a SEAL friend of mine, Ryan Williams, he was one of my instructors.
He was on here. Threadworks.
And I moved kind of all my, I filled up my pickup truck, bungeed everything down like crazy. I was like, this would be the worst time to get in a car accident ever. And then drove all my inventory to Miramar, like San Diego, put it in. Right then, the pandemic hit at the same exact time. And throughout that whole winter as well, actually, I invested in a ton of inventory, which I thought was going to like get me through the summer. I'm like, all right, I created 5 new like camo patterns as well, because I'm like, this is something people are really resonating with. It's honoring the naked warriors, clear to beaches. It's not just like random camo that's printed in China or something like that. Like, so it has a lot more meaning behind it. So all these things kind of took place at once, and then and I started ads, and I had a lot of social proof already because I had built my social media up during that whole time. And then the ads started becoming really successful, and I was able to scale them up. And then I was hitting what like my goal was to be at like the peak month I did in May, actually way more in May already. And I was almost going to be like sold out of what the inventory I was going to have for all summer. So when I scaled up my inventory, like start buying crazy amounts of inventory, and was like still having real good sales and everything, but it can be harder to be selling your stuff when it's going to be like a few weeks or a month till it comes in. But still the sales were doing really well. And then August like blew it out of the water. And then it had been a lot more seasonal at the same time and like through any other years, because it was more of like a swimwear business. But I also realized I made the switch into more of an athleisure brand, and it's more like gym. There's still swimwear, but people wear the shorts are so comfortable. Everyone tells me and just raves about them that once they get them, it's all they wear everywhere they go, especially if you're in like California, Texas, or Florida, or somewhere warm. It's like all people wear. It's what I wear at my MBA class. Like, you know, so it's just super functional, comfortable, 4-way stretch. And it's like the highest quality there is for shorts. I was also, you know, doing my MBA through it at the same time. And I was doing the entrepreneurship pipeline. So Sunga Life was the company going through my entrepreneurship venture initiation class, my business plan development class. So I had a team of MBA students working on it with me. So now it wasn't just like kind of myself as a solopreneur doing this. I had extremely smart people on my team who were given like incredible feedback and had worked in business and corporate there like, you know, 10 years or so.
Wow.
And then I was accepted for the business creation option at UCLA, which is Sunga Life being my master's thesis. And I just presented that, and then I got accepted to Startup UCLA as well. And that was like, so I was doing 2 summer accelerators and classes, and then now I was just accepted for the Anderson Venture Accelerator as well. And that's kind of like the final like 6-month accelerator to be accepted into. Sure. And then I graduate. So it's kind of using all these awesome resources, having, you know, several years of e-commerce under my belt already, being able to see what people really liked, and then kind of making myself, all my classes at the same time went remote too because of the pandemic. So now it made it easier to go do stuff like Force Blue. I could be in Miami for 2 weeks just diving and saving the reef and working with scientists and getting cool content while I'm doing it, to promote their mission. Mm-hmm. And whenever it's like an awesome mission like that, I just donate all swimwear to everybody that's diving. So everyone's just saving the coral reef wearing Sunga Life, or swimming, doing the Hudson Seal swim, everyone wearing Sunga Life. And that way we all look better. We look like a team. Yeah. It had like New York Police Department, FDNY, Port Authority Police Department. And what was really, really meaningful for me was New Jersey State Police Department, because my grandfather, he was a sniper in the Marine Corps in the Korean War. Then he was a detective in the New Jersey State Police. So it was kind of an amazing thing for me to be able to wear that and honor and him and just honor, you know, all the law enforcement officers at the same time, and have everybody, you know, doing this epic thing, swimming the Hudson, all featured on Fox and Friends. Like, yeah. Pete Hegseth swam with me and Kaj while we did that. And he was just a trooper as well, jumping in with a bunch of SEALs and everything and doing that. So it was just like almost surreal at the same time. And, you know, it's a bummer I didn't get to go to, you know, in-person class for a bit, but at the same time, it gave me way more time to focus on the company. I was able, you know, with the pandemic, I spent more time in Pennsylvania with my family and my baby. I have a baby nephew that's 10 months old now. So I got to be there more with my sister and him and my mom, and I got to babysit and have all these while I'm, you know, working online. So it's like, you know, there's trade-offs when everything happens. And I just tried to take advantage of the things that were going to be positive with that.
Dude, I love everything about that. There's so much going on there. It's like building on your community when you mentioned Ryan, and that's awesome. He's been on here and he was good to awesome. Have. Yeah, he was on here like a long time ago and it was amazing. And then like using your resources. So like it goes back to what I identified earlier when you first said, like, it's just finding always solutions to problems. You don't, in my humble opinion, don't really see them as problems. You're just like, oh, that didn't work. Where can we go now? Like, you know, it's, and I think a lot of people, and I think it's easy to get wrapped up emotionally and like getting stumped and being like, oh crap, I wanted to go that way. Well, it's just like, it's no big deal. You know, it kind of sucks maybe, but what can we do this way? And, you know, so many silver linings of COVID is, you know, and again, I understand, I'm not an idiot. I understand it's very bad and it's varying degrees of suck for most people. But still, like, what can you do with what you have? And, you know, you're still going to school and you're still, it's really cool that you're able to use your business for your school and be able to like double dip in that way. Right. And get all of that information. Like, how cool is that? Yeah.
It's another thing that's kind of surreal, because as I was applying to UCLA Anderson, I was writing about how I want to be an entrepreneur and use all the resources at UCLA to grow my business, make it more successful so I can help out with the foundations I'm passionate about and use like the BCO and Anderson. And it's like, literally it all came true. It all, like, you know, you write it down and you have a goal and you persist at it, you know, eventually, like if you just don't give up. And that was one of the biggest lessons from the SEAL teams was like, no matter what happens, like you never give up. And there's always a solution to the problem.
Yeah. Well, and when it comes to life and death, there has to be a solution or somebody's going to die. That's just the way it is. And you can train. But I think depending on how you train, that's how your success will be when you get out there. So it's just really cool to see again, just things that you learn in life and you're actually applying them. Because if you listen to the other part of the show where it's just me, I always say at the end, you know, you can listen to all the best advice. You can listen to all these awesome podcasts, hear these awesome guests, read all these great books. But if you don't apply it, it really means nothing. It's entertainment value, which is cool, but you need to be able to apply the information that you intake. So you went through the teams, you went through all the training that we're very familiar with, but you're able to apply it, right? And then you're able to apply it post-military, and you've been doing it for almost 5 years now, and I think that's incredibly special to be able to just keep on doing that all the while you're helping people along the way And it's cool to learn from you right now through this. I always say this is for me too. I love hearing these stories personally. It's cool, you know, former Navy myself of 9 years, to be able to hear other success stories, because I'm out here trying to do it as well. I've been out for 2 years now, and I'm out here, you know, working on my own thing, doing my own thing. So really cool to hear your story, hear you continuously be successful. But before we get out of here, this has been awesome. I want to thank you so much. But let us know where we can find more information about you and Soong Life.
Yeah, so on Instagram, I'm just at Jeff Gum, J-E-F-F-G-U-M. And on for the business, it's at Soonga.life, S-U-N-G-A.L-I-F-E. And then SoongaLife.com for the website. And I think that's about...
Sweet. For those people that are lazy and don't want to check out the Cliff Note version, you know, all the show notes and click on that stuff, but that'll be in the show notes. You guys will be able to visit that and more on Instagram, the website, and all that stuff. And I really enjoyed this, Jeff. It's been great. It's been really fun. Man, it's been good. Like, thank you so much. Like, coming back after 4 months, I have a little bit of apprehension to, like, do a recording again, but you're able to just come out and crush it, man. So I appreciate your laid back style and just honestly just talking about you and the work that you're doing in the world. It's really special. It's really cool. Have a great rest of your night. See you.
Thank you so much. Have a great one. I really enjoyed talking to you about everything.